You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good.
That was some Cher, and I am trying to get on the phone. Hello? Hello? Trying to get a live report from the rallies on the phone, but it's not working quite right. I'm not very good at the telephones, but let me try to figure this out. Please hold. Your call's important to us. Well, this is embarrassing. I'm not really sure what's going on, but let's see.
Yes, hi, how are you? I'm actually trying to talk to Sue on the radio right now.
Here we are. You're on the air.
Hi. I have somebody that actually said, are you Sue? Okay, what's your name? Stella says hi.
Who?
Stella.
Oh, hi, Stella.
Stella.
Hi, Stella. So you're live on the radio. You're live on the radio.
I am
so I can barely hear you, though. You need to speak up a little bit.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people yelling.
Okay. Tell us where you are. This is Cheryl Schaefer on the line.
Hi.
Hi. Who also happens?
I'm right on the parade route, and there is a lot of people, and a lot of signs, some fit, and Structural Violence is one. Reunite Families Now. We Are American Citizens, something. I don't know. Lots of things, lots of people, lots of energy for sure.
Yeah. And
up in Government Center, there are some Nazis, and they're trying to divert energy away from the demonstration itself, you know. So when I got there, it was weird because all I heard was, you know, go away Nazis, go away Nazis. And that was like the message that was going on at that moment. And I was like, well, yeah, that's true, but that's not what we're here, you know. It's like, that's what they were trying to do. So they had a lead vehicle that was trying to get out, and the Nazis, of course, were right in the middle of it with peacekeepers all around them. Peacekeepers are people that are organized to keep a buffer around situations like that in a nonviolent way. And so finally, the organizers just, like, hit the street. So we just went around them, you know. They wanted to stop us with our hate towards them, but it didn't work.
How many Nazis were there?
You know, really not that many. Like, only how many Nazis does it really take, right?
I guess.
It took like six Nazis with their faces covered in black, but they're not the focus of what this should be.
Right.
You know, this is people coming together out of compassion and, you know, for me, like, sadness and anger, you know. I'm on Facebook and I always ask myself, should I use the sad icon or should I use the angry icon? I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the angry icon that I use.
Me too.
Our Boston police are here protecting us, so we thank them for that. I just got a thumbs up from this lovely gentleman, and it's good. It's organized. People are mad. People are sad. People are seem to have a motivation. So it's good. Hopefully something will come of it.
Well, I want you to stay safe.
Yeah. Well, that's why for a minute, like, I was getting really sucked into the Nazi thing. Like, you know, I was like, oh, you know, sorry, I'm not going to swear, but F the Nazis, you know? And I was like, and then I was like, wait a minute, you know, that's just sucking my energy in the total wrong direction. And I'm just, you know, feeding into what they wanted.
Right.
And then I just moved on and everybody else just moved on. And they're just left standing there by themselves, which is really where they should be, in hell.
Yeah, well, anyway, I appreciate you marching, and I want you to stay safe, and thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm sorry I can't hear all your 70s gems, but I'll have to go back and listen later. So
okay.
Thank you for doing this, because you're keeping people's hearts, you know, uplifted.
Right. Uplifted in troubled times. All right, well, be safe out there. And I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, folks. That's my wife calling in from the march at, I think it's a Government Center. Sounded pretty intense down there with some counter-protesters of the Nazi persuasion. So, that is troubling. I hope that all the marchers stay safe. Let me tell you what we heard in that last set. It's kind of sobering now to go back to from that to this. But we heard Cher doing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and Helen Reddy doing Leave Me Alone, which was my, I think, my mantra when I was a little kid. When I was, like, mad, I'd be like, leave me alone. So that's kind of my theme song. Maria Muldaur did Midnight at the Oasis, her one sort of big pop hit, and she's doing blues out there now and doing really great stuff, Maria Muldaur. We heard One Tin Soldier, and I played sort of a weird version of that, but that band is called The Original Cast, and Charlene doing I've Never Been to Me, and those last two going out to my friend Darcy, who requested them. It's 12:11. You're listening to Something About the Women. We got lots of 70s left to share with you, and I'm a little distracted because of the phone call and sort of changing gears there, but let's continue with another sort of novelty song that I really love, and this is from Melanie here on Something About the Women.
I rode my Too late, not while we're living. Let's put our hands up. hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. People, a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, up a parking lot. Ooh, bah, 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 bah. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bah, 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 bah. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bah, 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 bah. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
That is the pits ending for a really terrific song.
Nobody can social graces desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone who called to say, come dance with me. The murmured vague obscenities, it isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs whose name I never could pronounce said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve.
Prodigy at 17, and I saw her a couple years ago in Provincetown. She still does a great show. She's not 17 anymore. Mama Cass Elliott from the Mamas and the Papas did Make Your Own Kind of Music, and Bette Midler, Chapel of Love, where she does all the voices like the Andrew Sisters used to do. Joni Mitchell did Big Yellow Taxi from 1970's Ladies of the Canyon. We heard Frida Payne, her one hit, Band of Gold. And a request from Maureen McGovern doing The Morning After. That's going out to Laura in D.C. Laura, thanks for listening across the miles. And we heard Melanie, kind of a time and a half. Sorry about that. Doing Brand New Key. It's a good song, so you heard it one and a half times. Sorry about that. I got all flustered from that phone call because I was like trying to do too many things at once. Oh, you know, technology. So it's 12:34 here at Something About the Women. My name is Sue. Thanks for listening. I've got about 25 minutes left, 26, and I promised you some country. So it's coming. It's coming right now. I just got to figure out where I put it. It's in here somewhere. All right, here it is.
You'd think this was my first day on the radio. Unfortunately, 30 years later, still struggling. But here it is, because I know you want it.
Oh. teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off full completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper.
Ask kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we're wrapping up 70s Saturday. We just heard from Carly Simon doing We Have No Secrets. Title track to that album. We heard, did we hear Dionne Warwick? Yes, we did. I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Laura Nero did Stony End, and Barbara Streisand has an album called Stony End with a great version of that song. But Laura Nero was a really great, great songwriter, and she's gone too soon. I realized late in the set that like we hadn't done Gene C. Reilly's Harper Valley PTA, so I had to throw that in there. And a couple other country songs we heard, Tammy Wynette doing If I Could Only Win Your Love, Emmylou Harris doing Two More Bottles of Wine, and we started out with Dolly Parton doing Two Doors Down. So that's about it for me here on Something About the Women. Thanks so much for listening. Brian Young is up with Crash Course for the Ravers next. Going to leave you, because you can't do a 70s set without Olivia Newton-John, right? So going to leave you with Olivia Newton-John. Thanks for listening. Remember to call your representatives and senators and let your voice be heard, because it's troubled times and we need to stand up for ourselves. All right. Thanks for listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO.
Jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter and somebody else's songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter. Pushing cowboy plays that love song, and here I am just missing you again. Please, mister, please.